Next case.
The next application under old business is case 11900. Rodney and Beverly Mears seek a special use exception for an assisted living facility, sections 115-23C4 and 115-210-3D of the Sussex County Zoning Code.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, this is a case upon which I had a conflict of interest. If you recall, Mr. Robertson was here when this case was before the board previously. If you have any questions, legal or otherwise, regarding this matter, you may want to direct those to Mr. Robertson. I think maybe you have an interim.
All right. Thank you. And are you gentlemen ready to vote?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, then do I have a motion?
Let me go over this again. This is the...
This is for a special use exception for assisted living?
Three bedroom? Oh,
this is the one on the Shortley Road.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Any discussion or?
I'm okay.
I'm okay ready with it.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I would make a motion we approve case number 11900 for a special use exception for a small assisted living facility. It's within an existing home. It will serve no more than four people at any one time. The site is zoned AR1 and is authorized by the ordinance with a special use exception from this board in that district. There wasn't anybody at the application in opposition to the application. I don't believe that the proposed assisted living facility will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and we heard no testimony to that, and for the reasons that the uses within an existing home that will maintain its residential character, its outward appearance will be no different from many of the neighboring properties. The use is limited to three beds or no more than four assisted living residents. There will not be any significant additionally traffic generated by the use, and the number of staff required to operate the facility is small and will not adversely affect the neighborhood. Also, the applicant, Mrs. Mears, is currently the director of nursing at Life Care at Laughlin Park and has stated that she is qualified to operate the facility. And the surrounding property is farmland and other homes, and I don't believe we heard any testimony or have anything to that would suggest that the special use exception would adversely affect neighboring adjacent properties.
Very well. We have a motion to approve case number 11901. Is there a second?
Second.
And by roll call vote, I will ask Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
And aye too for the reasons stated. And by a vote of 3-0, case number 11901 is approved.